SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good. It is the bad. It is the dumb. On a Tuesday after week 11 of the NFL was complete. So what is the good of the day?
Oh, the good is in form of an announcement that was made yesterday.
All right.
Jeopardy. You have a good game show. You enjoy it. I enjoy
love
it.
Love Jeopardy, yes.
They made a great announcement yesterday.
Go ahead.
Jeopardy is having a greatest of all time show. It's going to be shown in primetime. And we'll finally get to see James Holzhauer go up against Ken Jennings.
Hey, that's kind of cool. When are they doing that?
That's what I was looking at. I was trying to figure out the date again. Exited out of the article, and I got to get back to it. And then there's another guy, Brad Rutter, or Rooter. I'm not sure who that is. I don't think people really care. I think they just needed a third person. Obviously, he was somebody who probably won a lot of money, was a good champion, and got a good run for a while.
Yeah.
But we all want to see Ken Jennings versus James Holzhauer.
Yes. And Cliff Clavin from Cheers would be a good addition to that.
I think that would be a fine addition.
Yeah.
January 7th.
Okay, very good.
At 8
prime time?
8 p.m., 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC.
Beep, beep, beep. What is
set your DVR
prime
now?
Time television? What is set your DVR?
I mean, that's actually a really great idea.
That is a good idea.
I mean, we all remember Ken Jennings went on that historic, I think he was on the show for, the better part of 7 years.
Yeah, he
right?
was. Yep, exactly.
And won a lot of money. Then you had James, who wasn't on the show as long as Ken, but I think had a higher win total than him in like half the time.
Oh, that's yeah,
remember
okay.
like Ken. Remember James Holzhauer? He was the guy who had he was just dominating. He was just blowing people out of the water. He would get like up to $100,000 every show.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so having his brain go up against Ken Jennings' brain, this is going to be fun.
Do you ever watch, there used to be a game, remember Game Show Network? Is that still a thing?
I think it's still part of my cable package, a channel that I never use anymore, which makes me think, why do I hold on to cable? But sure, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. There used to be a Game Show Network, and they'd air old game shows like 1977 Match Game and
right. Sometimes
Tic-Tac-Doe with Wink Martindale, Price is Right back in the old Bob Barker days.
Yes.
And it really is amazing. Like, people would win the big money would be like $2,000, $2,500 would be like the big prize. $100,000 a show on Jeopardy? That's nuts. That is great. Shows you how far we've come economically. I remember the old days of The Price is Right. They used to be a 4-digit number for a new car. And, the first number would be like a 7 or an 8. That would be a new car. It's like $7,000. Then they got to the point where they would spot you the one because the price of the car was always 13 or 14 or 15, but it was never 20,000 for a car. That's crazy. So they'd give you the one and it would still be a 4-digit game. Now, I mean, who knows? I mean, now what do they do? It's 5 digits and it could be 3 or 4 that's up there with a brand new car, depending on what kind of car they give you. So 100,000 on Jeopardy. That's great.
Yeah. So here's some of the records that these guys have. All right. Ken Jennings, our consecutive games won belongs to Ken Jennings, who won 75 games in a row.
He won 75 straight games episodes.
Yes.
That's okay. I didn't know it was that much. That's really nuts.
Yeah. James Holzhauer won 32 games. He's in second.
Gotcha.
Highest winnings. Ken Jennings has the highest win total where he amassed it's about $2.5 million.
Oh my God, I'm going to fall off my chair. $2.5 million.
Yeah,
on a game
James
show.
Holzhauer was just shy of reaching that $2.5 million mark. Single game winner. James Holzhauer has all top three positions. All of them. All of them over $130,000.
Jeez, that's crazy.
And then all time winner is Brad Rutter.
All right, so this is the ultimate primetime
showdown.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, all-time winnings, you have Brad Rutter in first, Ken Jennings in second, and then James Holzhauer in third. Between the three of them, they have amassed about $10 million.
Wonderful. Well done, guys. Well done.
This is Jeopardy on steroids.
Yep.
You might need more than – it better not be a half hour.
No, he'll probably
might need to go the full 60.
No,
he'll
probably go
one.
The full 60 because if it's they're putting it on prime time, they're going to maximize that time slot.
Yep. And that's right. I mean, how excited are we to get ready for a game show 2 months away?
Oh, game shows. Great. It's all I watched when I was a kid staying home from school.
Me too.
Game shows. It's game show after game show until the soap opera started.
That's why I still love Price is Right.
That's right. That's right. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is I'm not getting political with you, so please don't think this segment or this audio clip that I'm about to play has anything to do with politics.
All right.
But Congressman Eric Swalwell, I hope I pronounced his last name correctly, he got a little too comfortable on his appearance on Hardball with Chris Matthews.
Okay.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Wait, was that him? That could have been anybody.
The question is, you know, was that him? Was that Chris Matthews? But if you listen, I'll play it again. If you listen, he does pause.
Oh, my right? God. You know what that means? He did it on purpose, yeah. or he thought it wasn't going to make any noise.
Yeah, listen for the pause.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
We've all, yeah, that's a standard pause because you can't do both at the same time. All right, let me make that clear. You can't do both at the same time.
As much as you think you can, you can't. You can't talk and do that. I mean, but because you're squeezing, you can tell you're squeezing one out.
Listen. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I've been doing talk radio for a long time. I've never done that with an open microphone.
Yeah.
Never done that. That's insane. That's insane. I don't care what he says. He did that.
Yeah,
he did that.
That's why I had a preface.
We've broken down the Swalwell tape, and we have determined that the pause just before the release is enough to get every person who listened to that knowing, it's what happened.
It doesn't need to go to a congressional hearing. We've already determined it.
I guarantee you if you played that clip for my wife would go, now exactly. That's exactly how you sound.
Oh, that's
when we have the conversation about the school and stuff, and you're just sitting there on the couch, that's exactly how you pause.
Yep. That's the evidence right there.
That's completely the evidence.
That's the smoking gun.
That's the smoking gun.
that little hesitation.
Break it down. And it doesn't occur. Like it doesn't occur while he's talking, so that he pauses because he's like, "What the hell is that?" He pauses just before the release. And yes, anybody who listens to that knows that's exactly how it's done. That's exactly how we do it. Way to go. Deny it all you want, but we know.
I haven't seen anything where he has denied it. It's just one of those things, probably, you know, if I don't talk about it, it never really happened.
Yep, you pause it, you dealt it.
It's on the internet. It's forever.
All right, so then what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, we got to give it to South Dakota.
The state or the school?
The state.
The whole state?
The whole state.
Mount Rushmore and everything?
They decided to do an ad campaign to combat meth use.
Okay.
They've spent about $450,000 on this campaign.
Which includes posters and advertising.
Yeah. But I think they need a different slogan.
Uh-oh.
Because this is exactly how it reads. Meth, we're on it.
Oh, no, that's not good. No, that's not a good one.
Yeah. It literally is meth. Period. We're on it.
Yeah, no. You're better off with meth is bad.
Yeah,
meth
is dumb.
Meth is, just do that. Meth is bad. Just go ahead. I just saved you $450,000.
Yeah. Meth.
Wow.
We're on it.
God, these people. This isn't just some kid in a basement coming up with this. This is like, this goes through chains and chains and chains of people.
Yes, exactly.
How in the world? I see. You ever see like when a company puts out a commercial and then they go, "We are so sorry, we offended whatever group they've offended." Right? Maybe they did something wrong with whatever ethnic group it is, and you go, "Yeah, that's not the point. The point is, how in the world did this ad go through person after person after person after person up the food chain, and nobody went, 'Yo, that's not going to go very well with a certain group of our society'?" Like, it's the same thing here. Like, how in the world did this keep going? You said that, and I knew immediately that was a dumb slogan. You didn't even have to preface it by being in the dumb category of the bit. That didn't sound very good. And yet it went through all of these people to the point where the check was cashed to buy that. Ridiculous. That's crazy. My goodness. Wow. Do they have I don't know their demographics. Do they have a serious meth problem enough to, we got some money. Let's spend on it. I think it's a problem
anywhere here.
It is a problem in a lot of places.
Tony, do me a favor. You're on your computer, correct?
Yes.
All right. Go to onmeth.com.
All right, I am doing that right now. Oh, my computer immediately says, are you sure you want to go there? So am I accepting the risk by my web browser filtering?
If you go to onmeth.com.
All right. That's it.
That's the internet page, by the way, onmeth.com.
Yep, this is right. South Dakota has a problem. Meth, we're on it. Wow. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that's crazy.
But, okay. I mean, even the website is onmeth.com. I mean, there are no other choices out there.
Yeah, you got to figure that out. You got to do a better job. Scrap that whole thing.
Yep, reboot
Dump
it. Start over.
That whole thing and reboot it.
Just know,
just
hey.
Count the money gone.
It was $450,000 not well spent.
Yeah. Goodness.
You know, and then maybe hire a four-year-old.
Yeah. They can do a better job.
I'm certain they can come up with another slogan.
Meth is bad. It's for free.
Yeah, you might still need, a college graduate to design the website, but maybe just hire a kindergartner and say, hey, what's your opinion on meth, and just put whatever they say down as a slogan, because I know for a fact it's better than what you came up with.
That's right. By the way, before we depart the good, the bad, and the dumb, I don't know what category you would have put this in, because in one ways it's good, in one way it's bad, but in the other way it's also dumb, depending on who is involved in it.
Talking about the Chargers again?
Yeah, Dean Spanos was booed at a Chargers-sponsored event before the game. Good, because he got booed. Bad, because he shouldn't have showed up to the event, and dumb, because he did show up to the event.
Hey, the only thing going for Dean Spanos right now is that there's another owner in the NFL who's far worse than him.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. Good point.
And the other thing he has going for him is that he moved away from a city that would be blasting him, much like Washington blast Dan Snyder. He moved to a city where they don't have fans.
I'm serious. Philip Rivers' four-interception game, that is if a tree falls in a forest and nobody was around to hear it, does it make a sound type of question?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're driving in L.A. this morning, is there somebody on the radio going, this has to stop. This has to stop right now. I can't mentally handle watching Philip Rivers late in games. I doubt that conversation is being had.
Nah. I bet what it is like, in other news, the Chargers lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is L.A. talking about it.
Yep. And don't forget Pepperdine basketball in an action tonight.
Yep. It's
like that kind of thing.
It's just roll through. It's just a scroll.
Yep,
that's
I
all
agree.
It is.
Yeah, I gotta agree. It's like a blurb, just a blurb. All right, it's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Again on Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @RonColver, Ron with two N's, please, on SB Nation AM.